One of the most welcome sounds of spring for me is the song of the brown thrasher. There's something so lovely about the endless stream of imitated sounds, all uttered twice as if the bird not only wanted to imitate every sound it's ever heard, but also wanted to imitate its own imitation of every sound it's ever heard. Brown thrasher songs remind me of Catch-22's soldier who sees everything twice. When Yossarian decided to emulate him in hopes of staying in the hospital indefinitely, a team of doctors examined him thoroughly. Quote, "The leader of this team of doctors was a dignified, solicitous gentleman who held one finger up directly in front of Yossarian and demanded, 'How many fingers do you see?' 2, said Yossarian. 'How many fingers do you see now?' asked the doctor, holding up 2. 2, said Yossarian. 'And how many now?' asked the doctor, holding up 'None.' 2, said Yossarian. The doctor's face wreathed with a smile. 'By Jove, he's right,' he declared jubilantly. 'He does see everything twice.'" End quote. And that's how brown thrashers are. They sing everything twice. They also sing everything often. Don Kreutzma, the brilliant birdsong authority who wrote The Singing Life of Birds, followed and recorded one thrasher who, in 1 2-hour session, sang 4,654 songs. If the brown thrasher's sheer virtuosity and prolificacy aren't enough, teasing out the context for their various song types adds to the fascination of the state bird of Georgia. According to the brown thrasher entry in the Birds of North America, in early spring, males countersing with neighboring males. Thrashers have a fairly short song season, which suggests that their song functions more in territory or mate acquisition than in subsequent defense of territory or maintenance of a pair bond. The function of the soft versions of their primary song are unclear, but since these are generally given when the male is close to the female prior to nesting, presumably these soft songs function in courtship. The male may decrease song amplitude so as not to reveal the location of his fertile mate to neighboring males. Prospecting brown thrashers sing the whisper song while examining possible nest sites just after obtaining a mate. The whisper song may also function to coordinate incubation activities. When an incubating female gave that song to her mate, he appeared to respond by taking over incubation. In another case, a male sang the whisper song to locate a fledgling. Also, adults have been reported to call to young with a soft chirruping sound. Of course, the trick with teasing out these different vocalizations with backyard brown thrashers is that you have to keep paying attention, even paying closer attention, after the male stops singing the typical songs. Even though brown thrashers are fairly common and nest in many neighborhoods of towns and cities, they aren't very conspicuous. Some of mine in years past visited feeders for mealworms, but overall they wisely pretty much do their best to keep a distance from people, even if they do incorporate lawnmower and chainsaw sounds into their imitations. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.